Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And good night.
And the reason why we are saying good evening is because it is 10 o'clock at night here and we are in Canada. We are in a lovely little village. We've been traveling and working all day long. We were in Miami this morning, took a flight, flew to Montreal, drive, and we ended up in a lovely little village called
Van Cleek.
Let me go find out. You talk.
Yeah, something like that. And this house is so very charming. We're saying it's so charming and it's almost scary. Somewhere in between where you'd want to live your last days and where in the wrong hands you might live your last days.
Yeah. It's called Van Cleek Hill. And Van Cleek.
Yeah.
You're right.
Give me some credit. Yeah, I need credit for that one. That was
and
impressive.
Van Cleek is actually Dutch. Van Cleek. And he was the first one who actually started this whole community. And it is stunning, beautiful.
Yeah.
You got to look it up. If you have a phone, go to Van Cleek Hill. It's in between like Toronto, Montreal, and
Winnipeg?
We don't really know
Quebec?
Where we are. Yeah.
It's like in between three major cities.
Yeah.
And in fact, we have like tornado warning.
Yeah.
We came in. We are in a heat wave.
We got a text saying, warning, you are in an area with danger for tornadoes.
Yeah. And then we drove through the biggest rainstorm.
Crazy. I mean, look at our day. Woke up in Miami, breakfast in Miami, drive to the airport, fly here, warning, we did a class, an amazing class. So, but now we're here sitting at table. We just finished our dinner and we were thinking, you know what? Normally what we do after dinner was just sit down and have a little chit chat. And we said, let's just record our little chit chat. And this was not an official podcast that we're recording. And we said, okay, you know what? Let's see how people, let's just talk the way
dinner
we always
talk.
Yeah, dinner with Cass and Steve. We just had our little chicken salad, even though I would love a good burger or a pizza. But we ain't doing that.
Well, right now, we have been shifting our priorities and trying to get in the most physical shape that we can into our biggest convention of the year.
Yeah.
And kind of prioritizing more what we're eating, how mm-hmm. we're fueling our body and resting and working out. And so I can't wait for the convention to be over because I'm going to slam a burger so fast.
Yeah. And when you hear this podcast, it's today is Saturday. Tomorrow, Sunday, 21st of July, we are having our fun road here in Canada. And we're so excited. And today we're talking about things that really matter at this moment and our job. It's beautiful to say that our job really matters to us because the fun road, teaching those trainings tomorrow is something that is so cool for us, so important. And yeah, I'm so excited for tomorrow.
Yeah, so one of the things that we want to focus on this tonight's episode of podcasting is priorities and how to really maximize what you do within your day and your week and how to prioritize your time so that you can even shift goals or shift your career path and put your energy into new passions and building for us this past year. This will be our 42nd episode or maybe the
41st. Crazy.
This past year and a few months have been such a shift in our priorities so that we really can build what we're truly passionate about. And that is trying to shortcut people's learning curve of their confidence, their belief system, and letting go of those negative things that are really holding them back from being all that they can be. Because we see people in such a different way than they see themselves.
It's crazy. And today as well, we were teaching in front of a group. And what we really preach is becoming so normal for us.
Yeah.
Being exactly who you're supposed to be. Don't let other people stop you. Don't let other people tell you, don't do this, don't do that. We take it so for granted because we're so trained in following these are almost our own advice.
Yeah, because
we have to, because this is what we preach.
We have to live it.
And then I'm in shock when we say something like that, how people just look at us and saying, wow, this is exactly what I needed to hear after 10 years. I'm like, what?
Why is it taking it until tonight?
Yeah, why are you stuck 10 years in the same relationship, the same job, the same situation without, I mean, you have the power. They're so scared to, you know, for change, first of all. They're so scared to hurt other people. And today we're going to talk about what really matters, what is priority for you and what really matters for you.
Well, the problem is you can shift your job. You can shift your relationship. You can shift your location where you're living. If you not shift your mindset, you will be right back where you started.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
It's not that people stop you. It's that you give them the power to stop you with one small sentence or small look.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you say, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, they don't think I can do this, so I'm not going to do it. And it's like, what?
It's crazy,
take your power back for Pete's sake. Who cares?
Yeah. When we want to grow, the reason why we're scared to grow is mostly for reactions of other people.
Yeah.
Because we're not really scared to lose.
Yeah.
We're scared that people are going to see us as a loser. That is the problem. I'm not scared to fail, but I'm scared to people see me fail. It's something completely different. And I think a lot of people stop from growing because they're just scared of being judged by other people. But who freaking lizards care? You cannot decide the rest of your life and live it out of fear of reactions of other people. Because we talked about it in another episode. When we want to do something and other people look at us and go like, really?
Yeah.
It's the worst thing. It just go like, ooh, it makes you start doubting.
You know? My mom said to me one time, it's scary that when you decide something, you do not look back. And I think that
it's beautiful. That's the best compliment ever.
Because I don't have a fear. Once I decide something, you have to go through the pain of possibly other people's reactions and stick with your gut, because that is what you have to live with day in, day out. It's your inner voice. It's the voice that you wake up with every day that you should be worried about. And if you live a life that is disappointing to your soul, you will never be able to escape that.
Yeah, that's true. What is something that I'm going to ask you two questions, Cass?
Okay.
Number one, what matters to you the most? Number one. And number two, what is something you want to change that you have been waiting to change and that you, because that's what most people, you change a lot of stuff in your life when it doesn't work. But what is something that you feel like, okay, now it's time to change that?
Okay. So for me, when I look at my priorities, they kind of go in order of...
Priority. What matters the most?
Making sure that I am good with Brian and the kids.
Okay. So family.
Family.
Yeah.
And family is a bit bigger for me. It's not just Brian and the kids, but also my extended family, but people who are in my life who are my family.
Am I part of that?
You're part of that. There are certain people who if I don't have it, if it's not good with Brian and the kids, if it's not good with my siblings and with my truest friends who are siblings to me, then I really have this it's like a real nervous buzzing inside. And so I love to spend quality time. There's just certain relationships that I feel like I need. That's a very big priority to me.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. And then number two, what is a change that you want to make that you haven't dare or didn't find the courage to change yet? And that you go, okay, now I have to do it.
Okay, I was going in a different direction.
Have.
So up until recently, I really wanted to get a better grip on my eating. Because you guys, on the road, It is so hard to fuel your body with food that your body says,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
And so up until like the beginning of May is really when I was like, okay, I'm really gonna start being proactive about that.
Do you realize how good you eat? You don't realize that. You're really, really, really good. I mean, you're fit. I've been so much better.
I mean, we've gone out to eat the past week and I've been like so impressed with myself.
Yeah, but still, we're not going to go
no,
too crazy on
no.
food. I mean,
we like to love. We like
but
to.
But what would be a fundamental thing that you want to change? Something really fundamental, something deep. Something of your character. No, not your character, but like something you say, this is something I need to do better, or I want to change this, or relationship
that,
with somebody.
Yeah, I think
or...
that I can get snippy. And I don't like that about me. Sometimes I feel like the people deserve it. You know, like, yeah. For example, there's a lot of change happening at our gym. And there's this girl, and she has been so, like, when people have very poor people skills and they just put you down, I feel like it's my duty to put them in their place.
And she does that with you or with other people?
She does that with me. She does that with everybody. And so she's bossing me around, and I'm just kind of looking at her like, no, I'm not going to do that. You're not going to tell me what to do. And so I kind of just put her in her place a little bit. And I was just thinking, that's not really a representation of who I want to be. I don't need to do that.
No.
And that is something that is really ingrained in me that I've worked on over the years is not being so like defensive.
Yeah.
Letting things roll over a little bit better.
You know what the problem is? You are at a level where you feel that you're very successful. Not you feel it. You are successful. Which brings you at a level where you don't realize that you start to you can afford more.
Yeah.
Because you know that
it's going to be fine with or without that.
Yeah. When you think back 15 years, 20 years ago, you were like, oh, I cannot afford to make mistakes. I cannot afford. We can afford more.
Yeah.
And that's not always a good thing. When you're having a success in a job or in a relationship, you start to think, oh, I can afford small mistakes.
Well, I think that confidence that you feel can sometimes turn into ego.
Yeah.
And I think that is when my ego feels triggered.
Yeah.
Then I feel like...
And we cannot allow that.
Yeah.
We have to be successful.
And kind.
And kind and humble. And that's when successful will last.
But you know, when people...
Or success
are, when,
last.
When people are rude, like... You know that lady in the airplane today, she was so rude to her mom. She was so rude to the
to
flight attendant.
Yeah,
she was so rude to everyone. And there's something in me that wants to
put her
in her place.
Yeah. But just imagine they got a text yesterday that her dad ended up in a hospital.
And that's where they're traveling.
And they're traveling from Miami. It could be anything.
Yeah,
and
I have no idea who she is.
No,
and I have no right to... And I
judge.
Really, I mean, yeah. And why would I even care?
No,
so that is something, that's a character flaw that I see in me. Okay. Steve Boot, what would you rank as your top priority?
Top priority or
and
something
what matters
the most? Rest.
Yeah. Oh yeah, such a short circuit a little bit.
It's very short. I'm coming at an age where I want rest, and rest not physically but emotionally, where I feel like, okay, I need to have the life that I'm going to be living for the next 20 years. I'm coming at that point where I want to live in the house where I'm going to live for the next forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 44. Not yet.
I know, you're almost in
4 days. It's my birthday in 5 days.
Yeah, on the 25th.
Yeah, 25th of July. So everybody send me a text saying happy birthday. But I'm coming at an age where I say, okay, I need rest in my life. I need to be in a place where I go, okay.
Less chaos, less hustle and bustle.
And no more searching for, this is my job, this is my house, this is my relationship, these are my friends. I want to find the friends I'm going to be living with for the next 20 years, the house where I live for the next 20 years, the job I will be doing for the next 20 years. That's what I feel. I want, and I'm
I'm in those.
but it's very hard. It's not easy, and I feel like I want everybody's just their life building it up to the most successful they can be, and all of a sudden you don't have that anymore, and you don't feel like, okay, I don't need to prove, or okay, what can I get best out of life? Best out of life is not measured by your job or by the money. Best out of life, okay, this is the life I want to live for the next 20 years. And I don't have that. I don't have that. I don't live in the house. My house in Bruges, but I'm not living there. I live in Barcelona, and it's not where I want to be for the next 20 years.
Yeah, so you don't have that feeling of just utter home.
Yeah, you have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pull on that cul-de-sac, and it's like, you're going to bury me in that backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. It's very true.
So, yeah, that is what matters.
The cool
for
thing
me.
Is you have your house in Bruges.
Yeah, I have it.
But that's almost harder. Because you have it, and yet you can't have it.
Yeah.
You can't live there.
And my family and my friends, I don't know if they listen to this podcast. I don't think they do. None of them, actually. They don't really care. But, they mean more to me than they think that they mean to me. They think, oh, Steve is just traveling and all over the world. He doesn't really care. But it's not true. I care a lot. My friends, my family, and they don't call me. They
your job
they don't write
is definitely
me, they nothing.
Your job has created a kind of a social disconnect there.
Yeah,
and they see you flying high, which is the truth. And of course, you love your job, you love your life, but it's those like deep rooted those people who are so deep rooted in you that you don't feel like you're yourself unless those relationships are good. My friend Megan just had a baby.
Yeah.
And I went over there like 3 days in a row, and we just sat on the couch together. And it was that feeling like there's just not really a way that I can describe it. It's just like home.
Yeah.
And she's not my sister, but she's one of those priority relationships that are really important that.
Yeah. So I think it's a cool thing to think about what really matters right now. I mean, what do you need without any goal or society giving you a goal? What do you need? What do you want? What really matters? Is it your family? Is it rest? Is it maybe it is finding that great job, because if you've been working 20 years in a job you don't like, I mean, you're wasting your time. Your life is going to be over before you know it, and you wasted 75% of your time with something you don't love. I mean,
you know, if you were to look at your life more as what do you have left and how can you maximize it? I remember when my dad had already had his diagnosis of brain cancer, but there was a moment that we were like, oh, it's going to go away. Everything is going to be good. Well, I don't know that we ever really thought that, because the diagnosis was super bad, but there was a moment where we felt like there was more future. And then all of a sudden the shift changed. And everything was looked at in a different way. We wanted to, what would you do if you could spend the last few months of your life? Who would be in it? What would you do?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not always, oh, I want to see the seven wonders. It's more, I want to sit and have quality time, a good meal with people, sit and talk about fun memories and
If they tell me you got 2 months, I panic.
Oh yeah, I would panic for sure.
I mean, what would you do? I would panic, cry.
You'd probably just sit in my room for the first 10 days and then be like,
I'm very honest about this. I mean, what would you do? I cannot think about somebody telling me that.
Yeah.
And there are possibilities. I mean,
I just listened to a book and it was very interesting. It's kind of this futuristic book in that they had this new technology where you would get a call on the day that you would die. And you would never know how you died or the circumstances.
Oh,
and
so my,
the story is of these two, it actually follows two young kids. And they both, like, you get the call just out of nowhere. One of them was, like, in a fight. And it just says, hi, we're from Death Star. I can't remember what it's called. Isn't that a Star Wars term? Death Star?
Yeah. Yes. It is that planet.
So, and, you know, we're here to support you, but this is your last day. And then what they had done is the society had created almost like a Facebook, but it was called Last Friend. And it's for people who they didn't have a friend or they didn't want to burden this on their friend. So they would have somebody who would just be like assigned to be their friend for the day, just that last day and spend that last day.
Yeah.
It was very interesting, but it gets you thinking.
Yeah.
But so if we're going to go, what would be something that you consider to be a character flaw?
Yeah. I have to answer that.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
A character flaw.
That you're working on changing.
In my character?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not character, but something that you've been
like
thinking about.
Like a fundamental
about.
Thing that I need to change.
Something you feel like is getting in the way of your
honesty to myself.
Explain more.
Knowing that something doesn't feel right, not pretending that it is. When things are going bad, not pretending that they're not. I need to be more, and not tell myself, no, it's okay, you're doing good. Just realize, no, it's not going good. Find a solution.
Yeah.
Stop lying to myself. Yeah.
Is there anything in particular you're thinking about?
Yeah. But I ain't going to share that.
That's on next week's podcast.
Anyway, we want you actually to think about what really matters for you. And think about it when you're sitting in the car, you're at home. What really matters? Is it what society is telling us? Is it the success? Is it the job? Is it your relationship, your family? Is it finding rest, tranquility? Whatever it is, I want you to think about it today. That's going to be your task for today.
Yeah, because the truth is, if you have those things that need to be changed, it's very hard to really get your life in the right priority for ultimate happiness, because there is that thing that's always just like that weight that you're dragging, and you can't really maximize your potential when you have this heavy burden of it's good. It's a good thing to look in the mirror and say, okay, and now it's time to raise the bar, and now it's time to rise up and change.
Yeah. So we want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I want you to give us a 5-star, because 4 or less is like a 0 for us.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope to see you next week, or hear you, or you will listen next week. You can go to the GPS system.
That's right. The Guided Plan to Success. We have it all right there on the website. Take it from your home in your pajamas. Take it naked if you want. And that's at thefunroad.com. Thanks, you guys. Have a good night.
Big kiss to you all. Bye.
Bye now.